As parents, there are lots of things on our to-do list that seem essential, but in reality, they're not always as important as we first think. Trying to do everything can leave us feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. Let's take a bit of a breather and let go of these five things if you want to. Cook every meal from scratch. Preparing home-cooked meals is important, but it doesn't have to be done for every part of every meal. You can opt for simple, healthy meals that take less time to prepare and assemble rather than cook, like salad wraps. Or if budget allows, you can outsource your dinners to meal delivery services, meal prep companies, or you can take turns hosting an extended family or friends dinner night to help take some of the burden off your shoulders. Keep up with a spotless house. Keeping a clean and tidy house is important, but you don't have to strive for perfection. A little mess and clutter is normal in a family household, especially when the kids are really little. Focus on maintaining the areas that matter the most. The kitchen, the bathroom, rubbish, washing. The rest can be done a little less, and you can also delegate chores to other family members to share the workload. Attending every event and activity. As a parent, it's easy to feel like you have to attend every social event to keep up with your family, your friends, and your community. But trying to attend everything, it's only going to lead to burnout. You need downtime for you and your family too. Prioritize the activities that matter most to you and your family, and don't feel guilty about saying no to others. Keep the no short and sweet. Thanks, but I can't make it to that one, and move on. Volunteering for every school thing. Volunteering at school is important and it's helpful and it's a great way to meet new people and make connections, but you don't have to do it for every single activity. You don't have to be the person that shows up every time, all the time. Focus on the activities that are most meaningful to you and your kids, and kindly but firmly say no to the others because your time is valuable too. Doing everything on your own. It's easy to feel like you have to do everything on your own, especially when the kids are really little. It can feel like it's just easier to do it yourself rather than take the time to explain what you need done and how to do it. But the more you reach out to family, friends, and professionals for help, the less pressure you'll feel to be the superhero and handle it all. It's okay to ask for help regularly and have sharing the load become the new normal, and it really does get easier every time you do it. You don't want to be the one that does everything all the time and then have something happen that puts you out of action and everything crumbles all around you. I hope you found these ideas helpful. If you're ready for next steps in organizing your home and life, you might want to check out my popular House and Family Binder. It's a very simple set of prints to help you get organized and run your household without stress or overwhelm. I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can check it out, and I'll see you in the next episode.